We're learning Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, page 294, or Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. We're starting a new Siman. Talk about the halachas of Chazaras Hashat. Chazaras Hashat, so the Mechaber is going to tell us one reason for Chazaras Hashat was to be Moitzi and Eino Baki. That means a person who understood Lashon HaKodesh, but he didn't know the Nusach of the davening, and he couldn't daven himself, so he would hear from the Shliach Tzibur, and the Shliach Tzibur would be Moitzi him. And that's the Takana of Chazaras Hashat. The Mechaber is another reason, which is not mentioned in the Mechaber for some reason, that the Torah says that the reason why we have Chazaras Hashat is in order to hear Kaddish and to hear Kedusha, and Moedim, to answer these things. So that's also an Inyan, which will come up in the Halachas, but he doesn't mention it clearly, that that's another reason for the actual Takana, was that there should be a Kedusha. Fine. And then there are other milas of Chazaras Hashat, which will be Agav. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that a person who has Sekhis, he can be Yaitse with the Chazan, or a person, he could be the Chazan himself, since there is a Takana to make a Chazaras Hashat. So the Ikka Takana was either to be Moitzi Neino Baki or to have a Kedusha. So let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber is going to teach us how to be Yaitse with a Shliach Tzibur. L'acha Shesaimu HaTzibur The Shliach Tzibur does a chazara of the tefillah. That if there is somebody in this shul that doesn't know how to be mispalel, he'll have kavana to what the chazan is saying, and he'll be yaitu with him. The lashon of the mechaber is very meduyik, that he says, "Im yesh mi she'eino yodei lispalel." We'll see in Siv Gimel that we don't have to go checking to see if somebody knows how to be mispalel or not. It's a takana that if there is somebody who doesn't know, we'll make Chazaras Hashat. So we always make Chazaras Hashat on the possibility that there's somebody who needs to be yaitse with the chaz. Now, since a person is being yaitse with the chazan, so he has to behave as if he's being mispalel. This person is being yaitse with the chazan. He has to be mechaven to what he says. Mechaven b'chol ma she'omer shliach tzibur meirosh v'atzayif. You have to listen from the beginning to the end. And the lesson here is mechaven means more than just to listen. He has to pay attention to what he's saying. The mechaber is medayik from this lesson of mechaven that it's not enough. We're not talking about a person who doesn't know lashon hakodesh and he's just hearing the words. He knows lashon hakodesh and he's paying attention. He has to think about what he's saying. Means he understands it. He can't make a hefsek, and he can't speak. Also, he takes three steps when he's finished, as if he was mispalel himself. Fine, let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. That's clear. We said in the Mechaber that a person, the reason why we have Chazaras Hashat is to be Moitzi and Inabaki. And Inabaki will define the Mishnah Berurah. And since he's being Yaitse with the Chazan, so he has to act like that. He has to listen to all the words and pay attention to it, be Mechavin. And he shouldn't make a hefsek. He shouldn't speak. And he has to take three steps back when he's finished. So we said in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. That if he doesn't know how to be mispalel, aval habaki eino yaitse. Habaki, a person who knows how to be mispalel. And today we have a siddur, so we're all bakiim, unless you're stuck somewhere without a siddur and you don't know about that. But habaki cannot be yaitse with a chaz. Afilu b'di'evet, b'tfilas hashliach tzibur. Even b'di'evet, even if he does it, he will not be yaitse. Not yaitse. The takana was only to be moitzi and einai baki. There are, however, exceptions to this rule. We'll see later. If a person had a suffix, he could be yaitse. If he already was mispalel once and he just left something out, like he left out yalav yavoy. So really, technically, he would be allowed to listen to the chaz, and it's not recommended because it's hard for us to listen to a whole Shemana Esrei without getting distracted. But if he did listen, and he actually heard from beginning to end, he'd yaitse. He would be yaitse. He wouldn't have to daven another Shemona Esrei. So the rule is, a baki can't be yaitse. It means that l'chanchila, if he just wants to, instead of davening, just listen to the chazan, that he can do. But there are certain situations where even a baki will be yotzei with the chazan. Yeah, but if he ain't a baki, even if he's not a baki, any yotzei ki'im b'yesh asara b'pesach. And that says another thing is you need a minion. This whole din of a shliach tzibur is davka when there's a minion. But sometimes a person wants to be mitzi his friend. He's davening Shemoneh Esrei and his friend does, even he's an ain't of a baki, wants to be mitzi, and that doesn't work. Has to be davka with a tzibur with 10 people. Sivkat and Beit, Yechavin. So we mentioned from the lashon of the Mechaber, which is really the lashon of the tour, and the Mechaber is medayik in this lashon, that he says Yechavin, it's mashma, that he understands lashon of Kodesh, but he just has to be Mechavin to what the Shlich Sibur is saying. So from here we see that it's not enough that the person he doesn't understand lashon haKodesh. You can't be yaitzei with the chazan. Very interesting halacha. The chazal that made this takana to be moitzi and eino baki was not like we would imagine somebody who doesn't know lashon haKodesh. He doesn't know how to daven. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a person the time of the Mishnah and the time when the Yidden lived in Eretz Yisrael and the time of Chazal. They all knew Lashon HaKodesh, even Amharic, that's what the language they used to communicate. So being an Amharic meant that he didn't know the Nusach of the Brachas. Nobody taught him how to be mispalel, what Birkas HaMazon is, what a Shemoneh Esrei is. That he didn't know. But he knew the language, so if the Chazan was saying it, he would listen in, and he could be, I say, that's the Pshat and Eino Baki. Let's see it inside. Shechavin. He has to understand Lashon HaKodesh, Tim Lekain, Lemahani. It doesn't work. Even if he's listening. The Mechaber here doesn't say he has to listen to all the words. He says Yehamin, which means he knows what it means. He just pays attention. Of all, now he's contrasting. A person who's davening himself in Lashon HaKodesh, even if he doesn't understand, he'll still be Yaitse. We had this recently in Simon Kof Aleph, that if a person doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh and he reads from a siddur, he knows all the faith and he knows how to read. So he's yaitze. He's yaitze even if he doesn't know what anything means. He's yaitze. Avilim eino meivin a Lashon yatza. V'ayin le'el simin kuf alef v'mishnah b'ruah d'alkoponim b'irkas avoyz yiru l'ahavin mashu ho'emer. But avoyz he has to understand it. Because we said that the kavanan avoyz is ma'akev. And the kavanan avoyz means the perish hamilah. So Mimela, even if he doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh, he at least has to know the parish of Birkas Avos to be Yaitse the Shemoneh Esrei. Vayin Le'el Simen Samach Beis, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel, there he mentions that there are certain chasaranas of translating. One chasaran is that when they translate into another language, there are words that have multiple meanings in Lashon HaKodesh, so it's difficult to translate. He says like Vashinantam, which means Mechudad and Beficha, and also it's Lashon Shlein, to repeat, to learn. So it's difficult to translate. And then there are other words that B'chol don't have a translation into other languages, the word S or the word Tektafleis. They're just words that are unique to Lashon HaKodesh, which also presents a challenge in translation. So for that, he tines that there would be a Maila Minadin. I don't want to say Maila, a Chiyuv Minadin to daven in Lashon HaKodesh, Pashit, because they're chesronos in translation. Okay, that being said, so that's what he means over there. Sivkat and Gimel. We said that the person was being yaitzi with the chazan, so he can't make a hefsek, he can't speak, and he has to take three steps back. He has to be listening. Shamei ka'ina, he has to listen, and it's kilu now, he's being with Paul, so he has to act like that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Gimel, Beinu Mafsik, Hainu, Afilu im shoma me'acherim, B'saykach, Eza Kedusha, Ibaruchu. Even if he heard a Kedusha or Baruch Hu, there's another minion in another room, and he hears Kedusha Baruch Hu, which normally in other situations he would be allowed to answer. And Lamashal, if somebody is not, he is a Bucky, and he already davened Shemoneh Esrei, and he hears Chazar Tashatz, right? And the cousin's in the middle of a Bracha, Baruch Aleinu. And meanwhile, he hears a Kaddish or a Kedusha, so he certainly could answer to the Kaddish and Kedusha. But now that this person's an Eda Bucky, and he's being Yoytse with the cousin, so then he can't answer. Because he's as if he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here. So even a Kaddish and a Kedusha, a Baruch Hu, he can't answer. Kol Shekein Basar, Lanois Baruch Hu V'Shemoy. So Kol Shekein, he shouldn't answer Baruch Hu V'Shemoy. So you have an interesting thing where we have two people in the shul listening to the Chazan, And one person is a Baki, and the Baki, we'll see later, the minig is to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy and answer Amen. So he's answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy and Amen, and you have the next guy who's right next to him, and he's an Eino Baki. And he is being Yotze with the Chazan, so he doesn't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy, he only answers Amen. Because for him, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy is a Hefzik in the middle of Hishmon Hefzik. Aval Amen, but the Amen itself, Ocho Bracha Tzarech Lana, is that he needs to answer. Because come on, that's a part of the tefillah. So that he answers. He will not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy, but he'll answer the Amen. Yeah, you're asking, we mentioned briefly that there are cases where a Baki would also be Yotze Shimon Esrei with a Chazan. Yeah, and you're asking in such a situation where he's Yotze, let's say he davened and he forgot Yalav Yavoy, so min adin, the halacha is that he could be Yotze with a Shliach Tzibur. And now he's Yotze, so this person, when he listens to the Shliach Tzibur, he has to listen from the beginning to the end, hear all the words, be mechaven to what he's saying, and he answers Amen, but not Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. That's correct. That would be the way he does it. We'll see, he also should bow down with the chazan. Maybe it's embarrassing. The place can say if he can't do it, he's embarrassed. So then it's not ma'akeh, but really, min adin, he should bow down by avais in the beginning and the end, and by moed in the beginning and the end, and then three steps back also. Sifkat and dalet, vut tzarech. That, what do we have to? Oh, I'm sorry, this is the next stiff. Next stiff, this is an interesting halakha. The Beit Yosef brings this from the Kolboy. A person, is, again, we're talking about in a time when it could be that they didn't have Sidurim, or they didn't have people that were capable of being a Shliach Tzibur. Today, being a Shliach Tzibur is not such a major undertaking. You just have to be able to read it properly. Okay, maybe that is a major undertaking. I don't know, but Al Kapanim, there was nobody in the whole Tzibur that was able to be mispalel to be a Shliach Tzibur. And somebody comes in, and he didn't daven yet, and he's capable of being a Shliach Tzibur, and it's time for Chazaras Hashas. So the shaila is as follows. Now, if he's gonna be a Chazan now, so he'll be Yotze the Shemona Esrei, and he didn't daven in order, or maybe he'll daven first, make the Tzibur wait. So no, we don't do that. We tell him, go ahead, you can daven, and he'll be moist to the Tzibur. In an interesting case, he'll actually daven a Chazaras Hashat before his own Shlul Shemona Esrei, before his own Quiet Shemona Esrei. I'll see that inside the Mechaber. Beis Shliach Tzibur Shenichnas LeBeis HaKnesses. A Shliach Tzibur means a person who is capable himself of being mispalel for the Tzibur, for a Chazan. Amat Tzibur Shis Palel LeBlachash. And he found that the Tzibur, they finished already their Tzibur LeBlachash. They're ready for Chazaras Hashat, and they have nobody to do it for them. He needs to be the one to stand up to do the Chazaras Hashas. Lamed Livnei Teva. Altar right away. There's no time to wait. He's going to be Matriach the Tzibur if he's going to daven his Quiet Shemona Esrei first. So what does he do? The din is Yairi Livnei Teva. He goes before the Teva and his Palo Bekel Ram. He davened out loud for the Tzibur. And since he was Moitzu the Tzibur, Ein Tzarech Lachzor L'Palo B'Lachash. He doesn't have to daven again. He was Yaitzeh's Shemon Esrei. And we'll see the Svar in the Mishnah Berurah is if he could be Moshe others, he could certainly be Yaitzeh himself. So he said Shemon Esrei, and he's Yaitzeh. Let's just see the Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah is related, but it's not exactly this case. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah first. Sifkat and Dalet. Vutzarek. So the case was that he needs to go to the Amud. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain, like I was knocked him, that why does he need to go to the Amud? There's nobody else in the Sibur that could do it. They push it. They don't have a Chazan. So they don't have a Chazan, so then they need to be Mekayim the Tekana of Chazaras Hashatz. He's capable, and there's no one else capable, and even though he didn't daven, so he'll do his, he'll be a Shliach Tzibur, and he'll be Yotze with that. Dein Bam Echad Shiuchol is Palo Livnei Amud, the Mavhachi, if not so, if there's somebody else in the Tzibur who already davened Shemona Esrei, and he can be Mitzvah the Tzibur, then we should have him do it. Ein Nochin Shihu Yispalo Alehem Bekel Ram. We shouldn't have this person who didn't daven his Quiet Shemona Esrei yet, Kevin Shalei Yispalo Mitzchila V'Lachash Bishul Atzmoi. So the situation of the Shulchan Aruch over here is not really such a common case, I would assume, that you have wherever there's no one in the whole tzibur who is capable of being a chazan, and then somebody walks in and he could be a chazan. But if that would happen, this is the halacha, that person should daven right away. He shouldn't daven still a Shemoneh Esrei. He should be the chazan, and then he'll be yaitzei with that out loud Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he's yaitzei. The atzagam bishvil atzmai. This is far. I told you the cave into lacherim umaiti. If he could be mighty others, then atzmai lekol shekain. And certainly he can exempt himself. Now the Mishnah Berurah has a problem that we learned before. A person is not allowed to daven in Shemoneh Esrei out loud. Shemoneh Esrei Chazal, the Tekana of Chazal, is to daven quietly, and a person davens out loud. We said if it's a little bit loud, his friend could hear him, if he's Mikatane Amona, he's called that he's lacking in Amuna, and if he screams the davening out loud, so then he's like Nevi'e Habal. And now this person, he's a Shliach Tzibur, obviously he's saying it out loud. If he's saying it out loud, then there is a problem. So why are we telling you that you're yaitzei the personal Shemoneh Esrei, the stilla Shemoneh Esrei, with this Chazaras Hashas, which is out loud? L'chora, that should be a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, no, that since you have to do it over here, meaning a Chazaras Hashas has to be out loud. So there's no tain on him for making this tefillah out loud. So then, it's not a Chazan that he's being yaitzei his own personal chiyuv of Shemoneh Esrei with this It means that he's forced into this situation where he has to skip his own shtilla Shemoneh Esrei and daven for the tzibur. And Mimela, there's no time on him that he's davening out loud. And once he's being mighty, so then he's yotze. Fine, so that's the cheshbon. Period. Kazvo Achreinim, Achidish, from the Achreinim, Im Hashliach Tzibur, his follow Kavar Balachash. Hashliach Tzibur, he davened already, he davened the Tzibur, and he was Yaitse, and then he comes to another shul where they need him. V'nizdamen loyli's follow Chazar Tashat, Bishul Tzibur Acher. He comes to another Tzibur, he already davened in a shul, he was loved after the Shliach Tzibur, and that shul could be, was the Shliach Tzibur or not the Shliach Tzibur, doesn't matter, but he already davened his own Shemoneh Esrei. And now he comes to a new tzibur, and they need him. So now he could be a chazan because a chazar is a shat, it's a tekana of chazal, and this tzibur needs. So he could be the one to fulfill the tekana of chazal. That's no problem. But the Mishnah Berurah says over here, the achronim say, but don't daven still Shemoneh Esrei first. Because you're already yotzei your chiyuv. You davened before. So mimela, to be a chazan is no problem. That's a new chiyuv. But the still Shemoneh Esrei, his own private Shemoneh Esrei, there's no chiyuv. Which really is also a shtickle chiddush, because the Gemara does mention that there's an inyan when a person is davening the chazan, when he davens his quiet Shemoneh Esrei, he's being masadeh, he's preparing for the chazaras hashas. So maybe there would be smart to say that he should daven another shtickle Shemoneh Esrei to prepare for his chazaras hashas. No, we don't say that. Okay, a new halakha, a related halakha. Let's see in the Haggadah. The Haggadah over here wants to tell us that we had a case where they skipped, this person skipped his quiet Shemoneh Esrei and went straight to Chazaras Hashas. So now the Ramah is going to say that there's another similar type of situation where the whole tzibur will skip the Shtilla Shemoneh Esrei, so to speak, and start right away with a Chazaras Hashas. In other words, we're going to make the Chazaras Hashas before the Olam davens there still in Shemoneh Esrei. And the reason for this, the Ramah says, is only justified if the time is running out, and it's either, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, the Soif Zman of Tfilah for Shachris, Sof Dal Choice, or it's at the Soif of Zman Mincha, it's close to Shkia, and they're afraid if they're going to do the normal order of a quiet Shemoneh Esrei followed by Chazaras Hashas, that they're going to end up after the Zman. So in such a situation, the Ramah tells us it's a Shasa Dechak, and there's a way to save time a little bit, that the chazan will right away start out with a Shemoneh Esrei out loud, And the Olam will daven with him through Hakel HaKadosh, so they'll be able to respond, they'll say together, Mila B'Mila Kedusha with him. And then the Olam is going to, the Shliach Tzibur will get quiet after Hakel HaKadosh, and they'll all continue their Shemon Esrei quietly. So basically we saved the time of having the whole, the Ashtul Shemon Esrei first, and then the Chazai Sashat, because they just daven together. Fine, that's clear? So that's what the Ramah says. Let's see that inside. Hagah v'kein im hu shasadachak, if it's a shasadachak, going to yorei shiavor zman ha-tfilah, he's afraid that the zman ha-tfilah is going to pass, yukal is palo miyad v'kel ram, that they can start off with the tfilah of the kel ram. The shleik sivra is going to start out loud, and the oilam is going to daven together with him. Vatsibram is palo imo emila b'mila, balachash, they're saying it quietly, and he's saying it out loud, word for word. Ad v'agar akel ha-kadosh, until after akel ha-kadosh. Yeah, fine. So basically we have the whole tzibur, the shliach tzibur saying it loud. He's also chayev in Shmona Esrei, so he's being yoytze, he is still a Shmona Esrei, and the tzibur is davening with him, and there'll be yoytze kedusha, which we said that the one of the reasons for Chazaras HaShatz is to say kedusha, so they'll say kedusha together, and then afterwards they'll all get quiet after Akel HaKadosh. Now, it comes out an interesting thing. You have here a chazan who's davening out loud, He's saying brachas. He says Magen Avram. Nobody answers Amen because all tzibur is davening with him. He says Mechayim Eisim. Nobody answers Amen. They're all davening with him. So the Ramah says that if it's not such a time pressure, there should be at least one person left back to answer Amen. Even though it's not really ma'akev because the chazan here is being yotzeh on Shemana Esrei. It's not mamish. If you'd have a chazaras hashatz where nobody's answering Amen, you have a problem. Right? If everybody's davening to Shmona Esrei and the guy is davening and nobody's listening, then you have problems. Yeah, that's a bracha of Atal. I mean, yeah, it's a bracha of Atal. But over here, the chazan himself wasn't yotzei Shmona Esrei yet. But at the same time, he's saying it out loud and nobody's answering him, and it's not so nice. So that's what the Ramah adds, V'toyv shi'yeh echad l'kol ha'pachayt sh'ana amen achar shleik siva. There should be at least one person to answer amen. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not such a big chiyuv. If they can't do it, they don't have time, so then it's not my case. Okay, let's see that. So now, you have an interesting thing. You have here, we have a time pressure, and there's a way to cut out some of the zman that the oilam will daven together. Now, the birlacha says the emison, it would really be preferable for everybody to daven together the whole Shmona Esrei. In other words, the Shibur really shouldn't get quiet after Akela Kadosh. This is what the Ramah says to do. But really, it would be preferable to say the whole Shmona Esrei out loud, because then the Olam can be davening with him Mila B'Mila, and they'll say Shomea Tefillah with him, which is a Mila. And they'll say Moedim with him, which is also a Milo, but it would be an Inyan. There would be an Inyan. So it's not so Pasha. So the Birlacha says a very interesting thing, which we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, such a Svara, that the reason why the Olam doesn't do this, there are people that have a short Shemon Esrei, and they don't say the whole thing Mila B'Mila. They stop after Akel HaKadosh. He says the reason why is because we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, L'chadchila, if there's a little bit more time, it would actually be preferable that the whole tzibur waits for the chazan to say through Hakel HaKadosh. In other words, he'll start his Shmona Esrei out loud. He'll say the first three brachas through Hakel HaKadosh, and they'll answer Amen and listen, and then they'll answer Kedusha. And after the chazan finishes Hakel HaKadosh, he'll get quiet, and the tzibur will then all start their Shmona Esrei. And that would be preferable. That would be more l'chadchila than the whole tzibur to start together the Kel HaKadosh, the beginning of Shemona Esrei and Tadavan word for word with the Chazan. That would be more preferable. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah that now that the tzibur waited their three brachas behind the Chazan, so if he's going to daven out loud, he's going to continue Asa Chayinin, and they're starting Alekeinu V'Elokei Aveseinu, yeah, Elokei Avram. So they're never going to catch up, or it's going to be a pressure for them to catch up by Shemiyat Tefillah and Moedim. So that's why the minig is to get quiet after Akela Kaddish, because we usually do the more l'chadchila dika, the method of this this shortening of the Shmona Esrei. Yeah, so it comes out there's two ways to shorten the Shmona Esrei. One is that everybody starts together, and then the Chazan got quiet after a Kel Kadosh, or really then it would be ideal that they just would continue. The Chazan would say a lot. I know of, there's a Yeshiva Katan, I know that for Mincha they do this, is that the, it could be for other reasons. Maybe the Bacham, the young Bacham, they wouldn't daven properly if they didn't have somebody to set the pace. So anyway, they have that the Chazan will daven the whole Shmona Esrei out loud, and the Tzibur davens with him, Mila b'Mila. All the Bacham daven Mila b'Mila. So that's what would be really ideal. And then you have the Ramah says that they just get quiet after a Kehillah Kaddish, but also they started together. And then the what would be a step above that would be that the Tzibur waits for the Chazan to finish a Kehillah Kaddish, and then the Oilam will start their quiet Shmona Esrei after a Kehillah Kaddish. Fine, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. So we're up to Sifkat and Dalet. No, I'm sorry. Sifkat and Vav. Shasa Dechak. That this whole Eitzah is only in Shasa Dechak. And even what I told you, which is a little bit more ideal, that the Tzibur waits until after a Kehillah Kaddish. The Chayra, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is only Shasa Dechak. It's not ideal. They do it in a lot of yeshivas, and Avada, they have their minig and the Chalila to be mezalvul in that minig, but Al Kopanim, it seems the Mishnah Berurah, Al Pi the Din of the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that it's not as ideal, that it's called Shasa Dechak. So for whatever reason that is the minhag, we're not going to go into it, but it's not, we don't Chalila have anything tainas on it. I'm just saying that the Mishnah Berurah itself, he seems to bring from the Poskim that this is all B'Shasa Dechak. B'loi Shasa Dechak Heskimu Harbe Me'achreinim Shaloi La'asayt Kein, not to do this, not to do the Eitz of the Ramah, and L'chura, not to do the step above, to wait till after Kehillah Kaddish is also not ideal. Yeah, so Ein La'asayt Kein, Ki Iker HaTakana Ha'isa Midina L'Ispalo Mitchila B'Lachash V'Achakach V'Kel Ram, because the Takana of Chazal was to do a Shtilah Shmona Esrei, and then to have a Chazaras Hashat. That is the Takana of Chazal, so Mimele, anything less than that is already deviating from the Takana is not ideal. That's the Pashtus of the Mishnah Berurah, as any of these other Eitzes are not ideal. Sifkat and Zion, Shiavor, Perish, Shalo Yucha, Ligmar, Ashli, Exibur, Kol, Shmona Esrei, Brachais, Teich Zman Tefillah. The concern over here is that there's not enough time to finish in the Zman Tefillah. That's the Shasa Dechak that the Ramah is talking about. Now, he gives two examples over here. Bein B'Shachris, Sheikhla Zman De Dalet Shois, which is a Chiddush, the Bir Lacha says, is not so Pashas. There's two Zmanim by Shachris. There's the Zman Tefillah Bizmana, which you get Skar for Tefillah Bizmana. And then, until Chatzoy, that's up to Dalet Shois. Until Chatzoy, you get Skar Tefillah, but not Skar Tefillah Bizmana. So the Prima Gadim says that it's kedai to shorten the Chazar Tashat in order to get it within the Dalet Shois. And the Bir Lacha is not so convinced that that's true, because since this is the Ikar Takana of Chazal, to first have a Shtilah Shmona Esrei and a Chazar Tashat, And Lamaisa, after the Dalet Shois, is also Tefillah. And we have to be Moitzi Eino Baki. So L'chor, we have to be Moitzi if the Tzibur is late and they're davening after the Dalet Shois. But Chach, if there's an Eino Baki, you got to be Moitzi him. So why should you shorten the Shmona Esrei? And that's Zman also. Okay, that's a good question. The Bir Lacha seems to be... I don't want to say he never argued with the Prima Gadim, but he has a strong inclination to say that there would be a full Chazar Tashat, even if you're going to end up missing the Zman of Dalet Shois. Fine. So, but then the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention this. Yeah, the Shuv Ein Lo Yischar Tefillah Bizmana V'Kanal B'Sim and Pites. Obein B'Mincha, this is more Pashit. By Mincha, he's going to lose the whole Zman Tefillah, the Yavar Zman of the Gamrei. Then certainly there would be a right to shorten the Shmona Esrei in order to fit everything in before the self zman. Kain mashma prima gadim ayin Bir Lacha, because the Bir Lacha there is questioning this din of Dalet Shois. Sifkat and Chas bat Tzibur. We said that the Tzibur is going to daven mila b'mila with the Chazan. V'im ein hashad dechuka kol karachas. We mentioned if there's not such a time constraint and there's a little bit more time, so then lo yafchilu Tzibur. The Tzibur should not start right away. Until after the Shliach Tzibur said Hakel HaKadosh. So you have here a different dargas. It seems that the first darga is to have, like the Kanes Chazal, to have a full Shtilah Shemona Esrei followed by a full Chazaras Hashatz. Next best would be this case, where the Tzibur listens to the Chazan until he finishes the Kelah Kadosh, and then the Tzibur starts their Shtilah Shemona Esrei. The next best would be what I mentioned to you from the Bir Lacha, would be the whole Tzibur together, Davin's word for word, the entire Shemona Esrei. And then the next best, that's the case of the last, is the case of the Ramah, where the Tzibur davens together with the Chazan through HaKelah Kadosh, and then it gets quiet. And that's the Madregas of the Tfila. Sivka and Tess, HaKelah Kadosh, that they wait until after HaKelah Kadosh. Da'inu gam nusuch ha'brocha l'dor v'dor ad HaKelah Kadosh. They say everything word for word with the Chazan. Yemar Mishlei, Tzibur, Mila B'Mila. Then we said it would really be ideal if they could have somebody listening, if they have enough time to have somebody wait until HaKelah Kadosh, maybe done a little faster, I don't know. So then that would be better to have somebody answering the Chazan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Haina b'she'en hashad d'chuka kol kach, that is not such a time constraint, time pressure, rak she'yireyim shema yavor azman. They're afraid that maybe the time will slip out, and that's why they're making a shorter Shemona Esrei, but there's enough time at least to have somebody wait until HaKelah Kadosh, so then they should do that. It's preferable. Yeah. But if it's really tight, and they're coming close to Shkia, or they're coming close to the Sovzman, whatever it is, it's enough that the Tinoikos will answer Amen. I guess their kids in the shul, they're not davening. I don't know exactly. But I'll call them if somebody can answer, or they can find a guy in the street to answer the Amen. That'd also be good. If it's easy. If not, don't worry about it. Because like we mentioned, in this situation, the Chazan himself also didn't daven yet. So technically, he has a chiyuv tefillah. So it's not a question of, it's not really a Chazaras Hashatz in the classic sense. A classic Chazaras Hashatz is the Chazan already was mispalo. So then his whole Chazara is for the Tibur. So there's no Tibur answering Amen, it's not Pashat. But here, he already daven. So it's not the end of the world that there's nobody answering Amen. It'll be better, but it's not the end of the world. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is actually going to ask this question. Later, we'll see that the Shulchan Aruch says, if you don't have 9 people listening to the Chazan and paying attention to what he's saying, the Rosh says, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, it's Karav Levrach Levatala. It's a mamash. The Chazan is saying Tefillahs, he's saying Brachas, and if you don't have a minyan, you don't have 9 people listening to him, so why is he doing it? Why is he saying the Chazaras Hashatz? And nobody's listening. The whole din was to do a Chazaras Hashatz, to be mighty an Einobaki, and you need a Tzibur to be mighty the Einobaki, and if the Tzibur is not listening, there's no Tzibur. Brach Levatala. So why is that different? There, you need to have people answering Amen. Here we say, you don't have to have people answering Amen. So this is what I was explaining to you, that there's a difference. Over here, the Chazan himself wasn't Yotzi yet. So it's not really a question of a bracha levatala. By Chazaras Hashatz, in the classic sense, he was already yaitse himself. So the whole reason, only for the tzibur, there's no tzibur listening, so then it's taka. Why is he doing it? It's carved to be a bracha levatala. Let's see that inside. Like, dami lemaja kasav the sif dalet. You can't compare this to what it says in sif dalet. The ain tas mechavin the birkas the shliach tzibur who carved the bracha levatala. If you don't have 9 people listening, it's carved to brachas levatala. So what's the difference? I'll tell you, shiny asim, there it's different. Shekavar is palo pamachas v'lachas. There, the shliach tzibur already daven once. If you already daven once, so then for him to daven a second time is only for the tzibur. If the tzibur's not listening, so why is he doing it for? V'hu mechaven ata rak b'shvil tekanas chazal. The whole reason is for tekanas chazal. Which is not really our case. Our case, the Chazan himself also didn't daven yet. So if he didn't daven yet, so then he's now being mighty the tzibur, but he's yet to himself also. So they don't answer him, and it's not a problem. Yeah, mashen kein bezeh shum mispalo rak pam rishon. He's davening for the first time. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more point over here. Siv gimel kal shispalo v'kulam v'kiyim. If you have a kehila that they already davened, and they're all bucky. Everybody here, we all have sidurim, so today it's quite common, the whole tzibur is bucky. So do you need a chazaras hashatz or not? Yes. The din is you need a chazaras shatafel pekein yerich the exibur the choyzil is followed kadei lekayim tekanas chachamim. He says chazaras shat to be mekayim the tekanas chachamim because this is from a Rambam. A tshuva is a Rambam. They asked him this question. The Rambam said that the tekana of Chazal was because to be moitzi in Einabaki. But once they made the tekana, you always do the chazaras shat. Because they weren't machayev to go looking every single time to see if there's somebody who's a baki or not a baki. Once they made it to kana, you do it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this, and we'll finish here. Sivkan Yud Aleph, Abu Pekin Yeraid, Ayin L'El, Simon Samech Tes, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Aleph, that's halachas of Peiris al Shema, that if the tzibur didn't daven together and now they need a chazan, that's a shiloh over there. Sivkan Yud Beis, Tikanet Chachamim. When the Chachamim made the Tekana to do a Chazar of Hashat, they'll have to go check if this guy, are you a Baki? They Chazal didn't require that. Lo plug Chachamim, they said that you make a Chazar of Hashat, maybe there's somebody who's not a Baki. Which means the Chazan always has in mind to be mighty. You don't know there is somebody, there isn't somebody. You just have in mind, you're being mighty. Maybe there's an Eina Baki and he's being mighty. So that's the Tekana. He doesn't have to worry. Maybe there's a Baki or not a Baki. Very good. Stop here.